Senator Corker addresses many issues. Welcome and hello, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
But at the end of the day, I'm going to try to do what is best for this country and for this state simultaneously. And, I really believe that in spite of what you may feel, I've been very constructive in this local effort here, too.
U.S. Senator Bob Corker participating in a town hall meeting yesterday in Columbia and discussing, among many topics, the bailout of the auto industry and his somewhat different viewpoints of that of the United Auto Workers. But the senator did discuss his full support of trying to work with the Obama administration in helping to strengthen the rural economy during this recession.
One of the things that happened years ago in this state was a focus on infrastructure into all 95 counties in this state, and that was to promote rural development. And candidly, when you look at a recession like this, ultimately, it ends up affecting the rural areas in many cases more so than some of the urban areas for lots of reasons. And so, absolutely, we are constantly, myself and my staff, in touch with county mayors across this state. We understand the problems that so many of them are dealing with, and that's why we want this credit issue solved so that small businesses can continue to flourish, especially in those rural parts of our state.
And Senator Corker addressed his opposition to the stimulus package, and as a member of the Senate Energy Committee, he talked about his support for the state's farmers and their renewable energy efforts.
I'm excited about that. I know the governor's paying farmers about $450 an acre to start growing switchgrass on land that, candidly, is not that good for other crops. I see it as a tremendous opportunity for our farmers, and I'm very excited about that.
Senator Bob Corker addressing a town hall meeting in Columbia. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.